It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're talking about roots. Today we're going to keep to the theme, and we're going to talk about keeping your roots strong. Psalm 139, 23 through 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know, once you begin to untangle your roots from what's harmful, you feel kind of exposed. You're vulnerable. You feel a little uncertain. This is a sacred space of surrender where God does his most transformative work. So what you need to do when your roots start untangling is pretty much be still and let God work in silence. Don't rush to reattach to all those old patterns or people. Be sure to stay honest and keep asking God to search your heart daily. Invite his truth into every emotion and lean in on the word. Let the scripture become your foundation. What you feed your roots will define your fruit. Of course, welcome accountability and walk with people who uplift and challenge and encourage your growth. And in order to keep your roots growing, you need to pray continually because prayer is spiritual water. So you want to stay hydrated. Guard your ground. Don't let toxic influences replant themselves in your soil. Nope, tell them to gotta go. You need to celebrate your progress. Growth often looks a little quiet, sometimes a little steady. However, you can honor it and celebrate it and choose obedience, even in small acts of obedience. Nourish your roots with lasting strength. God desires for your roots to run deep, to be nourished by truth and love and wisdom. And this is not just about survival, but it's about flourishing. And if we're praying today, we're praying for you for breaking free with love. Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for wisdom and healing and clarity. Show us any connections that are pulling us away from your presence and your purpose. Help us to release people with love, not bitterness. Untangle our soul from jealousy and rivalry and any spirit that seeks to destroy what you're building in us. We forgive those who've hurt us, manipulated us, or even spoken against us. We choose freedom. We choose peace. We choose to love without staying entangled. Holy Spirit, heal the wounds of our hearts and replant our roots just deep into you. Thank you for protecting us and for guiding us and for never letting us go. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.